Hello wonderful people, welcome to my channel. We are doing Vedic Astrology case studies, doing intelligent mapping. In this case, we are doing of one of my favorite sports person, Roger Federer of lawn tennis. I used to be a lawn tennis player and captain of my college team. But long story. Love the Wimbledons, love the French Opens, you know. But anyway, he's one of my favorites. So I wanted to do a case study on him. Lawn tennis player Roger Federer. And the interesting part of this whole study was, for me, as I was doing analysis, I do number of passes just to be sure, isn't it? First, without giving any backdrop to AI, I just do analysis based on raw facts and figures, just the chart, just the arrangement. This is my first pass, so to speak. Do it without any bias first and check. And interestingly, at that time, the bodily kinesthetic intelligence showed up as moderate. So for the LinkedIn newsletter, I leave the pre-analysis and post-analysis after giving him as well, after naming him for the AI, you see, and how it showed up. I asked it to check if there is any catch, if there is anything interesting going on here. So I leave the pre and the post for you guys to study, whoever is interested in Jyotish, Vedic astrology and whatever it provides. Beautiful chart, beautiful analysis. But this gives us one important lesson, which is, it is not just chart, it is not just arrangements. We have to check how the child is showing up. If you're a child counselor or a parent or a teacher, you have to see how what the child is showing interest in. And to me, he's Leo ascendant, and in the second house, he's got Saturn and Jupiter in Virgo, which is the sign of Mercury, and Mercury is sitting in Cancer along with Sun and Rahu. So the dispositor is in 12th house in Cancer. That gave him that ability of dexterity. See, Saturn and Jupiter are bigger challenges of karma, of destiny, isn't it? So wherever Saturn and Jupiter are placed together in a chart, that becomes a very strong driving force, irrespective of all other planets. So check the dispositor. Mercury is in Cancer for Roger Federer. And Mars is sitting in Gemini in the 11th house. A lot of public attention is there. Mars's 11th house is public attention, as you know, isn't it? So go through the analysis, suggest anything you find in Roger Federer's chart as we go through this. Learn, people, learn. This is the objective of these case studies. Take care and enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Life, career, and relationships of Roger Federer, a Vedic astrology case study. Roger Federer's chart shows Leo rising at 17 degrees 24 in Purva Falguni, Pada 2, giving him an unmistakable blend of charisma, grace, and effortless presence. Leo rising alone produces a figure who becomes a symbol larger than the sport, someone whose very movement feels regal, elegant, and naturally admired. Purva Falguni adds artistry, pleasure, fluid expression, confidence, and an innate love for rhythm, the signature of an athlete whose game looks more like choreography than combat. This ascendant creates a personality that performs with beauty, not force, style, not strain, mastery, not aggression. His ascendant lord, the Sun in Cancer in Ashlesha, Pada 2, reveals the emotional and psychological depth beneath the controlled surface. Ashlesha is serpentine intelligence, subtle, strategic, analytical, inwardly intense. The Sun here gives Federer an intuitive reading of opponents, an emotional orientation to performance, and an internal world that is far more complex than the effortless exterior suggests. Cancer makes the personality sensitive, instinctive, fluid, and rhythmic, perfectly matching his unparalleled ability to glide across the court. The Leo-Cancer axis creates a performer who dazzles outwardly, yet is internally contemplative, observant, and deeply self-regulating. The Moon sits in Libra in Vishakha, Pada 3, sharpening Federer's elegance, timing, symmetry, and sense of balance, the hallmarks of his game. Libra gives grace. Vishakha gives relentless focus on mastering a target. This nakshatra is competitive, goal-driven, and refined. It explains his ability to maintain poise in high-pressure moments, his signature emotional restraint, and his air of calm precision even in combat. Moon in Libra is the classic hallmark of athletes whose movements appear artistic and harmonious. Mars occupies Gemini in Punarvasu, Pada 1, producing agility, footwork brilliance, reflexive speed, and mental adaptability. Punarvasu is the nakshatra of rebound, the ability to reset instantly. In sports, this is the psychology of resilience, losing a point, but not the moment. Mars in Gemini gives Federer his world-famous hand-eye coordination, fast tactical adjustments, and light, airy footwork. His game has always been about finesse, timing, and intelligent improvisation, all signatures of this placement. Mercury sits in Cancer and Ashlesha, Pada 1, conjoined the Sun, creating an emotionally perceptive, pattern-reading mind that operates with intuition rather than linear logic. Ashlesha Mercury is psychologically sharp and reads micro-movements, emotional signals, and tactical openings instantly. This is the mind of an athlete who anticipates rather than reacts, who feels rhythmically where the ball will go. It also contributes to Federer's psychological calmness, diplomatic communication style, and thoughtful public persona. Jupiter and Saturn sit together in Virgo in Hasta, Padas 1-2, forming the technical engine of his precision-based game. Virgo is refinement. Hasta is mastery through the hands. Jupiter provides holistic pattern understanding. Saturn gives discipline, structure, and repetition. Together, they create the perfect architecture for Federer's legendary control, touch, and accuracy. No player has ever made tennis look so clean, so unforced, so effortlessly efficient. This placement directly mirrors the elegance of his mechanics. Venus sits in Leo in Purva Falguni Pada 4, right in the ascendant, making Federer one of the most graceful athletes in history. Venus in this placement bestows artistry of movement, charisma, generosity, and the refined physicality that defines aesthetic sports icons. His style, poise, shot selection, and ability to glide without visible strain all emerge from this placement. Venus also governs public affection, explaining why Federer became one of the most universally beloved athletes on Earth. Rahu sits in Cancer with the Sun and Mercury, intensifying emotional drive, heightening strategic instinct, and giving him global appeal. Rahu here produces a soft-spoken yet influential celebrity aura, someone who becomes a global brand not by force, but by mystique, humility, and refinement. Ketu sits in Capricorn in Uttara Ashada, giving Federer inner resilience, detachment, and a philosophical approach to career longevity. This is the placement of a competitor who plays the long game, a perfect signature for his unprecedented late career success. Shab, linguistic intelligence. Federer's linguistic intelligence shows up not only in his multilingual abilities, but also in his articulate, emotionally attuned communication style. Mercury in Ashlesha gives psychological nuance and emotional precision. Venus in Leo adds charm. Jupiter's involvement adds moral clarity and dignity. According to your linguistic intelligence structure, Mercury, supported by Venus and Moon, produces communicators who express with elegance, emotional sensitivity, and public grace. Federer's interviews demonstrate this perfectly: thoughtful, composed, diplomatic, and balanced. Visual spatial intelligence. This is one of his dominant intelligences. Moon in Libra, Venus in Leo, Mercury in Ashlesha, and Jupiter in Virgo combine to create extraordinary visual spatial processing. Your visual intelligence file identifies the Jupiter-Venus-Moon triad as top-tier spatial imagination. Federer's ability to construct angles, anticipate space, map patterns intuitively, and create geometry on the court is the pure expression of this configuration. He sees the court as a canvas, and every shot becomes part of an evolving spatial design. Logical mathematical intelligence. Mars in Gemini, Saturn in Virgo, Ketu in Capricorn, and Jupiter in Hasta form a powerful analytical complex. Your logical intelligence file identifies Mars plus Saturn, Ketu, as the triad behind scientific reasoning and strategic athleticism. Mars gives tactical adaptability, Saturn gives discipline and precision, Ketu gives abstraction and instinctive pattern recognition. Federer's shot selection, point construction, tactical breakdown of opponents, and time management on court reflect this precise, efficient, logical intelligence. Musical intelligence. This chart has strong rhythmic intelligence. Moon in Libra, Venus in Leo, Mercury in Cancer all contribute to an athlete whose movements feel choreographed. Your musical intelligence file identifies Venus-Moon-Mercury patterns as wiring for rhythm, timing, and fluid movement. Federer's footwork rhythm, his ability to change tempo, and the musicality of his timing all arise from this blend. Interpersonal intelligence. Federer's interpersonal intelligence is refined, diplomatic, charismatic, and globally resonant. Moon in Libra gives social harmony. Venus in Leo gives charm and likability. Rahu in Cancer enhances mass appeal. Mercury in Ashlesha adds emotional intelligence. According to your interpersonal intelligence system, Mercury-Moon-Rahu combinations create public icons whose presence feels trustworthy and emotionally appealing. Federer's relationships with fans, competitors, and journalists all reflect this calm, gracious interpersonal mastery. Intrapersonal intelligence. Sun and Mercury in Ashlesha create deep introspection. K2 in Capricorn adds detachment, endurance, and inner discipline. Jupiter in Virgo provides reflective thought and ethical grounding. Your intrapersonal intelligence file identifies Moon-Jupiter-K2 synergy as the marker of emotional self-regulation and mature inner awareness. Federer's emotional control, ability to reinvent his game, and long-term personal discipline emerge directly from this configuration. Existential intelligence. While not the centerpiece of the chart, there is a quiet depth here. K2 in Uttara Ashada brings philosophical detachment and a long game mentality. Mercury and Sun in the intuitive sign of Cancer deepen reflection. Saturn's involvement adds existential realism. Federer's statements about balance, family, legacy, and the meaning of effort show this deeper layer, the awareness that sport is a metaphor for life, not life itself. Naturalist intelligence. Naturalist intelligence appears symbolically rather than ecologically. Moon in Libra and Mercury in Cancer give environmental sensitivity, awareness of atmosphere, and intuitive reading of conditions. Federer's extraordinary ability to adjust to surfaces, grass, clay, hard court, and environmental shifts on court reflects this subtle naturalist pattern. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence. This is one of the strongest domains. Mars in Gemini gives reflex speed, Venus in Leo gives graceful motion, Moon in Libra gives perfect balance, Mercury in Cancer gives fluid, intuitive body-mind coordination. Your kinesthetic intelligence system identifies Mercury-Mars synergy as elite athletic coordination. Federer's body intelligence expresses as perfect timing, economy of movement, fluid transitions, fast adjustment, extraordinary hand-eye coordination. He is the archetype of elegant athleticism. Federer's career expresses the full architecture of the chart. Leo ascendant, Venus in Leo, the icon, the performer, the global star, Sun, Mercury, Rahu in Cancer, emotional intelligence, strategy, timing, Mars in Gemini, reflexes, adaptability, Moon in Libra, elegance, composure, Jupiter, Saturn in Virgo, precision, discipline, technique, K2 in Capricorn, longevity, resilience. His game blended beauty with efficiency, creativity with discipline, emotion with restraint. He played tennis not as a battle, but as an art. This chart produces champions whose greatness is achieved not by brute force, but by mastery of movement, intelligence, and emotional control. Relationships. Venus in Leo gives loyalty, romantic generosity, and a strong desire for harmonious, elegant partnerships. Moon in Libra adds idealism and partnership orientation. Sun in Cancer brings emotional protectiveness. This is a deeply relational chart. Federer's long-term, stable marriage and strong devotion to family reflect these planetary signatures perfectly. Rahu in Cancer adds global attention but does not disturb personal loyalty. K2 in Capricorn gives maturity in relationships and an ability to balance family and career responsibilities. He loves deeply, quietly, consistently, with devotion, warmth, and dignity.